It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, with the latest name-only reveals from the last live fan stream still sort of fresh in our minds. Let's talk Classified Big Boa. What feels like an age ago now, Emily, Lenny and Tony, I left him out on the last episode, sorry Tony, gave us a jam-packed G.I. Joe Classified fan stream and started the show with a brand new batch of name-only reveals. One of those reveals was Cobra's own training instructor, Big Boa. This character is a really interesting one. I remember being drawn to the figure back in 1989 when he hit shelves in the United Kingdom, a good couple of years after the US had him. I got him on an Action Force International Heroes card back and absolutely loved his art, the figure, and the awesomely fun accessories he came with. The removable boxing gloves were such a fun addition, and gave you the option to have him training or holding weapons, which he didn't actually come with. Yeah, all he had were the gloves, a boxing bag with Joe written on it on a stand with a removable base plate, and a removable helmet breather hose. Light on accessories but heavy on fun, the design always stood out. A mixture of Masters of the Universe Roboto and Bobby from Dungeons & Dragons, there was a mystery to the character based on the fact we couldn't see his face and the unknown file name. The file cards between the US and UK are pretty similar, with a slight change regarding the rabid grizzly bear reference, the UK preferring just bear with a sore head instead. Depending on who you ask and looking at the dates of production and so on, Big Boa's existence can probably be blamed on the Rocky Balboa figure that was never released. A number of Hasbro employees at the time have stated that Big Boa was the figure we got when Hasbro decided against doing Rocky, when they saw that Coleco were doing a Rambo the Forces of Freedom line at the Toy Fair prior to its release and didn't want to promote the Rambo line by doing a Rocky figure with the same actor likeness. Thing is, there is evidence to suggest that both Rocky and Big Boa were being developed at the same time, so it could be the case that he was always intended to be an opponent of that Adrian-loving, meat-punching pugilist. Whatever the truth is, Big Boa is what we ended up with, and I was genuinely not disappointed. He actually looks like he would fit in with the Dreadnoks with that sort of Mad Max BDSM vibe. Big Boa was used again for the Street Fighter II crossover figure, Balrog. Everything but the head sculpt was used, as well as the boxing gloves, but that's as far as the vintage line went for the character. He showed up here and there in the comics and a few other bits of merch, but overall he wasn't one of the most heavily utilised characters in the line. In the highly recommended Cobra series from Costa and Gage, Big Boa was given a very different look, changing ethnicity, and instead of covering up the face, they gave him a metal lower jaw for intimidation purposes. Spoiler alert, he didn't last long however, as Chuckles took him out in issue 13 not long before nuking the entire island that he himself was on. He may have only had the one version in the vintage era, but did have some interesting international variations that are definitely worth discussing on here. Around 1993, Estreia in Brazil released Big Boa as Kangor for the Commandos MSAU Forcifera line, a slightly repainted figure with a kangaroo animal companion or sparring partner if you look at the card art. Kangor had a black and silver helmet with a thin red visor, a different shade of red and blue for the costume, and all black boots. He was missing his breather hose attachment and boxing bag with stand, only coming with the gloves and kangaroo. A variant was also released with no logos on the boxing gloves. In 1998, Fun School India released a slightly altered build and deco for Big Boa, including his boxing bag. He got Ripper's arms and a repainted helmet in all grey. The spike studs on the cross straps were also repainted black, and his boxing bag was red now, with a black base. Big Boa was shown some love during the modern era, and specifically with the Collectors Club figure subscription service Series 1 in 2013. No boxing bag this time, but he did get a pretty cool array of accessories, including fingerless glove hands, boxing gloves, his secondary harness, jousting stick, dumbbell, mallet, a training helmet for other troops to wear during sparring bouts, and a figure stand. The club also delved into his character a bit more in the file card, adding a reason as to why he wears the helmet. Big Boa has a face that looks like it has been beaten with the proverbial ugly stick. It's no wonder that he wears a unique protective helmet at all times. However, he also benefits from all the cybernetic gadgets attached to it. Thermal heat sensors show him the weak spots on his opponent's body, while amplified hearing lets him know just how quickly their hearts are pumping, something that can be attributed to the fear of standing in his presence. Anyone that challenges him usually ends up eating the dirt at his feet. But how are you supposed to knock somebody out rocking a helmet like that? Seems like he's cheating. The additional detail surrounding the character here definitely adds to his background in a way that starts to clear up some of the mystery surrounding him. I'm hoping in a way that this carries over to the classified figure, but we will cover that in a short while. They also gave the figure a Cobra sigil tattoo on his left bicep. This is something I would like them to explore in the classified figure and maybe even go the route of Rock and Roll or the unreleased website version of Storm Shadow by giving him a huge sleeve or something very cool like that. This club figure was also used as the basis for Kangor in the figure subscription service Series 7 from 2018, featuring a repaint in the vintage Estrella deco, the original kangaroo, two silver dumbbells and the boxing gloves. It was a fun addition and continued the tradition of including foreign homage in the club's releases. Okay, so now we arrive at the upcoming classified Big Boa, and I have a few ideas as to how they could make this one really fun. First off, he could simply be a standard release coming with a few accessories that mimic that first 1987 figure. A few different hands or even removable gloves to minimise the fuss, a boxing bag on a stand or maybe a hanging punching bag to update it a little. It could be a simple bag with loops to allow the user to hang it from something, or the design might require some sort of structure that would allow it to hang at the correct height for the figure, which would push him into exclusive or deluxe territory. This wouldn't be a bad thing, however, because they could do him with multiple heads to swing back around to that Collector's Club file card description of his ugly face. The scaffold could also utilise other weight training accessories like folding down into a weight bench, storage for all the other accessories, or for attaching elastic straps, etc. I would love to see the helmet head with breather hose, alternate unmasked head, training masks, multiple hands, MMA gloves, boxing gloves, etc., dumbbells, barbell with removable weights, jousting sticks, and throw in that all-in-one bench punching bag scaffold to hang it all, and you've got one hell of an awesome figure and set. There is a bit of a precedent for the weight bench at the very least, thanks to the Hasbro 6-inch Fortnite Meowsles figure. Then you have the opportunity to update the current design. As I have said in the past, the Hasbro G.I. Joe team have very often taken certain characters and infused their own ideas into them, giving us a fresh take on the figure. This could be one of those opportunities if they feel as though the original is a little too ridiculous. I could see them giving him some sort of torso covering, but I think classic would be a perfectly fine way to go here, and they could always do the tattoo thing I mentioned earlier to change it up a bit. In terms of reuse, you wouldn't go wrong releasing Kangor with his kangaroo animal companion. They could even throw in an alternate black helmet with the deluxe idea as an homage, but I would much prefer a dedicated set with Skippy, because come on, that would be fantastic. I think Kangor becomes a very possible option based on two factors. One, the trend of repainting characters to make the most out of the new parts, because let's face it, you could reuse any number of current topless bodies and arms, etc. And two, he is very fresh in the memory thanks to the Collector's Club 4-inch figure from 2018. But coming back to the OG, I have to say that I've definitely built up my perfect version of Big Boa here, and it will almost certainly lead to disappointment to some degree, because all of my deluxe ideas would surely be costed out. That said, I would be very happy just seeing the figure with some of those accessories as a standard or next level up deluxe when we get the reveal, hopefully in the near future. Anyway, what do you guys think? Excited for Big Boa, or is he more of a Big Noa? Standard release or Mega Deluxe? What accessories do you want him to come with, and why is it that punching bag on a stick? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, we will be back with another name only reveal deep dive for Mutton Junkyard very soon, as well as more news, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.